And welcome, everybody, to another live interview coming to us from Afghanistan and by way of Camp Leatherneck. And, yep, that means Marines. And we've got one of the USMC's proudest on the line, Corporal Miguel Sanchez. His hometown is Searcy, Arkansas. And, Corporal Sanchez, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to point out to the people that you are calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Now, first of all, how long have you been in country there, Corporal?
It's about 3 months already.
All right, so you've got, what, a seven-month tour? Is that the way it works?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how are things going over there for you? Is it what you thought it was going to be?
It's completely different from what I expected.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are telling me that things are better than what they thought it was going to be. They thought it was pretty bad to begin with, and granted, it depends on where you're at, but I'm hearing that things are not quite as bad as what some would lead us to believe. Is that accurate, Corporal?
In some areas, yes, and it depends what area you're at.
Right. All right, well, Corporal Sanchez, I want to give you an opportunity right off the bat to say hello to everybody and anybody that's listening, and our radio show is heard over in your neighborhood. So go right ahead and give a shout-out.
I just want to say, you know, to everybody who's listening, thanks for everything, and hope my family's listening, and just let them know I miss them, and hope to see them soon.
Very good. And, folks, we're speaking with United States Marine Corps Corporal Miguel Sanchez. His hometown is Searcy, Arkansas. He's calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, Corporal, what is it you do for the Marine Corps?
Pretty much what I do, my job is to assist everybody that's in the front lines with taking food, water, essentials that they need every day that we are a little lacking off, and you know, essentials for the missions that are important as far as fuel, everything and anything is needed.
Okay, so you deal with logistics, let's say, and you make sure that when the troops go out on patrol that they've got whatever they need, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I also understand that you may not necessarily be one of the most popular Marines there because you are the platoon barber.
In my days off, that's what I do. It's kind of hard to get a haircut out here. And, you know, if I want to help the Marines a little bit, you know, in any kind of way, though, you know, if they don't have to stand in line for 3 hours, if I can help them out, then that's fine with me.
Now, are we talking about those famous white walls?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see, I know about that stuff. All right, and folks, we're speaking with United States Marine Corporal Miguel Sanchez in his hometown, Searcy, Arkansas, calling us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, Corporal Sanchez, give us an idea of what your average day is like. What time do you rise and shine, and what time do you pack it in?
Well, it depends on, if it's on mission days, wake up around 3:30 in the morning, get the trucks ready, you know, do pre-checks, make sure everything's running up and ready. Nobody's left behind, all the gear's accounted for, and just hit the road.
Okay, is it fair to say that some of your missions might last longer than 12 hours?
A couple of missions that lasted about 3-4 days.
Okay.
It depends how the road terrain is.
Right, and a lot of those places where you have to go to when you're out and about, there are no roads. I mean, you're either making the road or you're hoofing it from wherever you can wind up stopping at and going from there, right?
That's right, sir.
Okay, so, you know, it's not like as if there's paved roads everywhere and anywhere. As a matter of fact, I think there's only one paved road, if my memory serves me correctly, from what I've heard in Afghanistan. Everything else is at the beck and mercy of the weather, and if it rains, it's mud. And mudslides occur, and rock slides occur, and everything else that can be attributed to it. And, folks, we are speaking with United States Marine Corporal Miguel Sanchez. He's calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Well, Corporal Sanchez, tell us about the food, because the military and the Marines move on their food. So what's the food like?
Well, if you're on base, the food is great. Well, great for being here. If you're on the road, you know, great MRE always works.
Okay. It's not like those cans of beans and K rations and C rations that some of us remember from years ago, though, right?
No, I hit change a little bit, so that's great.
All right, and again, folks, we are speaking with Corporal Miguel Sanchez. Well, Corporal Sanchez, how long have you been in the Marines, and do you plan on staying in long enough to make a career out of it?
I joined when I was, it was January 28th of 08.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of, maybe going reservist, but
right.
I don't think it would be the same thing. So I got to talk to my wife about that, and we got to make a decision on that.
Well, I guess it depends on the reserve unit you're in, because we're right here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area. We have the 4th Marine Amphibious Squadron. I know the previous commander, they went to Iraq the first time around in what was called the First Iraq War. And, of course, then they went to Iraq the second time, and they've also been activated for duty in Afghanistan. So it depends on the unit you're with and what it is they're doing. And an amphibious squadron is quite a bit different than what you're doing there, I do believe.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what Marine outfit are you with? Because I didn't see that on the sheet I was looking at. So let's give a shout-out to that Marine outfit you're with.
Well, I'm with CR 15, GS Mortis, 2nd Platoon.
Okay. All right. And again, due to the magic of the Internet and what's called podcasting, your Marines over there will be able to hear you talking. So they'll be able to hear you shouting out to them. And as I said, we have an affiliate in Arkansas that can be heard in your hometown. So your folks will be able to hear that when the show is played over there. So that's all a good thing. You can let everybody know that you're going to be a star in the radio.
Well, I just want to say, everybody, and 3 months down and before we go and make the best out of it.
All right, that's very good. Now, Corporal Sanchez, what do you do when you have free time? What is it you do over there?
Well, I always like drawing and painting, one of my friends, he's a really good friend of mine. He was actually my best friend since I got here, so he sent me a little notepad and some drawing pencil. That's what I like to do. I like drawing and expressing myself that way.
Okay, what do you like to draw?
There's no telling. Whatever comes to my mind.
Can you draw, like, landscapes? You look out at the landscape and you make a drawing of it? Is that what you do? Or people? Or just all sorts of things?
That's most of my main thing with landscaping, because, some people may not see the nice things about some other things, but some people do, if you know what I mean.
Right. There's some beautiful sights to be seen over there in Afghanistan from some of the movies that we catch over here in the newsreels and whatnot. There are some beautiful areas. Of course, you've got what you've got in other, because you've got very remote areas, and you've got the mountains, and you've got the deserts, and all of the above, it seems like, in that country. So when you do get a chance to get outside the wire, Corporal Sanchez, what is the one thing about Afghanistan that's kind of stuck out in your mind? What's the one thing you like the most about where you've been?
Just going to different places and seeing how other people live in some other countries, because, the news don't really show everything.
Right. And, of course, the people over there are portrayed in a sense like they're ignorant and whatnot by some of our news agencies. But actually, some of the people over there are pretty smart, and they like the fact that you guys are around with the Marines, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, it's a lot safer for them that way, too. And, folks, we are speaking with Corporal Miguel Sanchez, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. He's over there, as he said, 3 down, 4 to go. For those of you that understand what that means, it means he's not quite a short timer yet, because he's still got a majority of his tour to go. Now, Corporal Sanchez, are you stationed out of Camp Pendleton? Is that what I read?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you were to transfer to another unit, let's say you wanted to get into an amphibious squadron, they would probably move you over to Parris Island or to Camp Lejeune. So, I realize people change their MOSs, they go to schools in the Marine Corps and all that. So are you taking any education classes? Are you doing any of the college stuff? Or are you looking to take another training class to add to your resume?
Well, I was thinking of maybe taking, you know, trying to learn a little more about heavy equipment,
mm-hmm.
as far as HE and tram.
Okay. Are you there, Corporal?
I'm here. I'm still here.
Okay, very good. You kind of chopped out there at the end. Well, you know, Caterpillar is buying Bucyrus, which is the big coal and mining operation deal. Obviously, there's some mines over there in Afghanistan. Maybe some of that equipment will show up over there, and if it does, then you can show the people how to use it, right?
That's right, sir.
Okay. Well, folks, we've been speaking today with Marine Corporal Miguel Sanchez, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan. And once again, Corporal, I want to give you an opportunity to say hello and goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening, so go right ahead.
I just want to say thank you for everything that everybody's doing. You know, everything that you do means a lot to everybody that's out here, even though, like I said, we don't know you personally. That's a lot of motivation for everybody out here.
And okay, very good. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.